And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we have such a fun show for you today. We're talking Fisherman's Processing and FP Gourmet. John and Kristen in the studio. We're going to be talking all kinds of fish and rubs and fish processing and the whole nine, and Corey and I are looking forward to talking fishing and having a great time. Pete's out of the studio this morning, and we got a great show for you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Corey?
Everything going good, man.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, man. Stoked to have you. Stoked to be here this morning. It's going to be a fun show. Pizza traveling home today from a little Baja surf trip with some buds and a well-deserved day off, but stoked that Corey and I get to hang out and talk fishing, and especially stoked on today because I know you, just like I, are a really big fan of everything these guys got going on
at
FP Gourmet and Fisherman's Processing.
All those rubs, I'm into it.
Corey, as I'm sure you guys already know, but Corey and I the same, but Corey is a very big believer and pusher of the rubs because he, like I, like, you don't have to do much when you have those to make yourself look like a, you know, look like a rock star in the kitchen. You know, like I for sure can admit that I can be guilty of being a little bit lame when it comes to cooking my fish sometime. You know, olive oil and salt and pepper and grill it up. But it takes a very little touch to make, to set things off really killer. And that's the biggest thing that you guys have done for us at, with all the killer spices and rubs.
That was the idea behind it all, is make it easy. Give everybody a variety of flavors so you don't have to eat the same thing every time. You know, you got 500 pounds of fillets. You want to mix it up a little bit.
I just think that was just such the smart call. You guys at Fisherman's Processing, you know, when you came on the scene, instantly became all of everybody's processor. You do such a good job. And you're right, you know, when you pre-FP Gourmet time, like you'd walk out with your coolers full of just perfect trimmed fish, and now like it's an endless thing that you guys do at Fisherman's Processing.
Well, we got to thank Chris and my co-guest here today.
No doubt.
She invented every one of those rubs, but we make them all in the at Fisherman's Processing. We make them there in-house. They're very unique. They're all, some of the ingredients are smoked, and so very unique flavors. And we got something for everything.
You guys nailed it, and it's been fun to watch the progression, because it started with like a couple of obvious fish things, and it has grown to whatever. Like, you know, if you're doing beef and tri-tips and you're smoking things in your Traeger at home, I mean, you guys do everything, you know.
Like, we got something for everything.
Yeah.
We got a full-on market now. I mean, it's crazy how it's grown so fast, too.
I'll bet. And, you know, for those that are lesser familiar, you know, they got off their long-range trip on the Royal Polaris, and they use Fisherman's Processing, they pick up their fish, you know, and they haven't been in a couple of years. Explain what Fisherman's Processing has really turned into, because you guys do so much more than cutting and vacuum packing the best fish now.
Yeah, I mean, that's our basis, is the processing.
Yeah, always will be bread and butter.
Always our bread and butter. Always, that's where it starts. You got to start with a good product. We got to, you know, process your fish as nice as we can and get you a good product to go home with. But now with the market, it's a one stop shop. We're doing the rubs. We got a lot of rubs and choices there, but we're also kind of getting into home smoking for people that have a Traeger or any home smoker. We're really getting into the brining and the smoke tubes and the thermometers and different flavors for the home smoking. So, and we just put out a video on YouTube on how to home smoke with your home smokers, and it's a very informative video that helps you through the process. There's a few tricks to it that I've learned over time on how to do home smoking, because a lot of the home smokers are burn a little hot, so you end up with your fish is done before it really gets a good smoke flavor to it. So I got some tricks on that video to show you how to get a little more smoke flavor on your fish.
I think that was so smart of you, because you're right that the Traeger, like, you know, became the thing for the masses, you know, and for sure a, you know, lower, slower, you know, dedicated smoker makes a different product. But I'm that guy, you know, everybody's got a Traeger or thought about getting one, and they're so easy. But you nailed it. You can cook fish on the Traeger and it turns out fantastic. But if you're trying to get something that's more similar to the Fisherman's Processing smoke fish that we all love, you show the kind of tips and tricks on how to get closer to that product.
Exactly. That's exactly what the video shows.
That's cool, man.
Yep.
And then in addition to that, you have the fresh fish market now, like, where you can swing by if your trip's not for another couple of months, or you've burned through all your killer vacuum pack yellowtail fillets that you got from you last time, you guys have like select, you know. That's the thing that I think is so cool. You don't always have X fish in the shop. Like, you handpick the things, you know, based on years of knowing what good fish looks like. Like, you handpick the things for the market.
Well, I handpick the commercial fishermen. That's what I know, the ones that bring in the great quality, and I choose to use them. It's almost guaranteed whatever they bring in is going to be top quality.
And it's what's being caught locally, like, right now. It's locally sourced.
Right now, we don't have much fresh fish in the market because
That's what's going on locally.
Locally, there's not much fresh fish, so I don't have it right now. But we do always have the smoke and jerky available in the shop, so you can count on that. I think we have a little bit of swordfish that's frozen that, you know, we have on hand. But really, right now, this time of year, we don't have a lot of fresh fish. But in the summertime, you can always, if you catch a bunch of tuna and you want a little bit of yellowtail to go with that tuna, we usually have yellowtail and Dorado in the summer months when it should be.
It's one of those things, too, like, if you look at what you put in your case compared to things in other places. It is. It has the fisherman's processing treatment. I mean, it is trimmed and table ready, like, isn't even a good enough description. It's, like, perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect, perfect.
Basically, you can just put it on your plate.
Yeah, you can open the bag and put it on the grill.
Yep.
Like, there's
it's
nothing.
Ready to go. No bloodline, no skin. You know, any fish market you go to, you're probably going to see bloodline and skin on the fish. It's just the way it is. But not at our place.
Yeah.
We go table ready.
There's no, like, little tailpiece triangle. Like, it's the real deal, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to keep it, you know, that's what I would want.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys do with your fish. You know, like, when you're getting fish back from your long-range trip, from your, you know, from your drop-off, from whatever, like, it is truly open the bag and start cooking. That's, like, the fisherman's process.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Totally. That's cool. I love it. And so we're excited. And I know that there is some big news coming out of the fisherman's processing world. And, you know, with fishermen's, you know, FP Gourmet, like, really expanding and all the rubs and all the things going on, there's some exciting news coming from you guys.
There is. So our lease was coming to an end, and we've outgrown.
Yeah.
We've outgrown Liberty Station. We really have. And we had the opportunity to get out of our lease and find a better place, a little bit bigger. So we took the opportunity and signed a lease for a building. A lot of people know it. It's right across the street from Perry's. It's on Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh,
it's Taylor Street, right on the
famous
corner.
Famous breakfast spots in San Diego.
We got parking. We got a bigger building. We got everything's going to be bigger.
It's so cool.
Better
guys.
Retail opportunity there. So we're really happy about that.
It's literally right underneath the 8 and the 5 interchange.
Not
right there.
Underneath it, but close to
it. Yeah, well, I mean, just for those that don't.
Yeah, right. 8 and 5
right
interchange. Right across the street from Perry's. It used to be a fireplace store.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the building, you know, so that's another plus.
And I remember when you were in Liberty Station, when you first went there, there was so much parking. It was so easy and convenient. And Liberty Station just grew and grew, and your parking became limited. And
very limited.
Like, you're pretty much squeezed out, really.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a great move.
It
guys.
Is.
This
huge.
Is a great move.
No more airplanes going over our head. that got a little old.
And plenty of parking. I mean, it's super easy.
We got parking, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's been fun seeing how the FP Gourmet side of things has grown in the space that you had. We're really excited to see what happens now that you got some, you know, now you got some room to stretch your arms out a little bit.
Exactly.
It's going to be cool to see what happens.
And so much traffic. I mean, it gives us a lot of opportunity.
This is huge,
yeah.
I think it's such a great call. We're excited. 5 minutes from the landing.
Yeah.
Easy to get to. What will be really cool is when you're coming back from your, you know, come back from your long-range trip, and, you know, they pick up all the fish when you're doing same days, you can just swing right over to grab breakfast across the street at, like, one of the best breakfast joints. By the time your breakfast is done, your fish is going to be done, and then, boom, you're on the road.
That's exactly it. And the 5 and the 8 are right there.
Yeah.
Like, you can just hop on the freeway and get on your way home. It's not a problem at all. It's just really convenient.
Oh, I'm really excited, man. That's a great move, you guys.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We're excited, too. It's nice that we've grown so much that we have to move.
So when is this happening?
We got to be in by June.
Like right now?
So we are.
I was going to say, if you need to be in by June, that means you're starting like today.
Well, we had things rolling last week.
I'll bet.
Getting the architects going and all that.
That's awesome.
That's great, you guys.
And not to put a little more heat on, but the show's literally the Fred Hall Long Beach is right around the corner.
Well, you know, Tim might have to help me out here.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
How on earth do you guys get enough samples to do? Because Corey and I know, like, I'll make a little swing to the left to go by that fisherman's processing booth every time I'm at that on that show. Like, I just can't imagine from when you started to now how many samples you must give out at that show and what it takes to do that. Like, that's a lot of fish.
It's
a lot of smoking.
I have somebody coming up almost every day with restocking our fish of every day of Long Beach.
That's
like,
so cool.
We sell out almost every day.
And will you be again at the shows doing the fisherman's processing, all the specials,
the lunch bag specials, all that good stuff.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's very cool. Well, I know we got an exciting show. There's so much to cover with Sean here, both in, you know, in care and prep of your fish. And I'm really excited Kristen's here because we got the cooking side of things, too. This is going to be a great show.
It is. A lot of fun, Rick. And I love when they're here. Like you're saying, you know, learning about the rubs from Kristen. And not many people know that she's the one doing it all. She's the one making them and putting everything together and smoking them. And, hey, we have a fun 2 hours ahead of us. You want to give us a shout at 833-288-0973. I have a question for Sean, a question for Kristen. And not only that, but we're giving away two awesome gift packs here. One includes an Anza filet knife, An Anza knife, Anza, one of the local, 30 years worth of local made knives. I mean, how do you beat that? You use them at the shop.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can't beat it. So along with that Anza knife's going to go a 3-pack of rubs. You can go on the site, choose your 3-pack, and for the second individual, another 3-pack of rubs. And same thing, go on the site, choose their individual 3-packs.
Go to FP Gourmet, pick out your 3.
That's a tough call. Cajuns in mine for sure. The sweet Cajun, like that's one of mine for sure. What do most people find as like the most popular? Like
most popular right now is the Poke Mix. People
love
that makes it, that's not fair. Poke Mix. Sean just had a customer says they put Poke Mix on pork, and they did it on pork, and it was amazing.
That's
so
cool.
You know, it's just whatever you want to do. I love the smokehouse beef because the smokehouse beef on tri-tip or steak is just amazing.
That's the one I use. I use it on pork chops. I use it on tri-tip. I've used it on anything going on the grill.
Anything.
Yeah, honestly,
anything
chicken.
Steak, beef related.
Even ramen noodles.
Those
ramen noodles are so good.
Oh, it's all good. It's all artisanal made. Kristen's the head of it all. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco-tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the 5 Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And if you missed the first part, we've got Sean and Fishman's Process. You want to give us a shout, 833-288-0973. We're giving away a couple 3-packs, and along with one of those 3-packs of rubs, we're giving away an Anza fillet knife.
So cool. Yeah, I want to talk more about the Anza knife. You know, Corey, you were saying, you know, best knives around, and they use them at Fisherman's Processing. That was a cool collaboration project between the two of you guys when Anza set out to build the Fish Pro series. You go to the Fish Pros. Like, how did that whole thing kind of go down? I think it's such a cool story.
It is a really cool story. And it started with Pete Gray introduced Donnie and I And he says, you two need to talk.
Yeah.
This is that
You're
Fred,
in the same world.
This is that
like...
Fred Hall about a year ago. And so Donnie and I talked, and he goes, I want you to see my fillet knives and tell me what you think. And he showed me, and I'm like, well, okay, yeah. they're okay. They're nice. They're Anzas. They're nice, but...
They're great, but they're not for us.
I wouldn't want to hold it for 12 hours. So I told him that. And he goes, well, tell him, give me some suggestions. So then it started. And we were like, he liked my ideas.
That's
and
so
he
cool.
said, we can start building a knife. So we did. We built four knives. It's called the Fish Pro Series. And we have a 6S, a 6-inch, an 8-inch, and a 10-inch. All of them are high-carbon steel, great handles on them,
okay.
non-slip handles, and comfortable as can be.
And that's what Raymond and the whole crew are
cutting. The whole crew's using them. They love them. They stay so sharp. We're getting about three times the use out of them. So, like, we were going through three knives compared to one.
Get out of here, really.
Yeah. So now, well, you probably noticed I haven't been buying
them. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
Yeah.
Fisherman's Process used to buy all their knives out of the Forstner case.
Yeah.
That thing's got a little more dust on it now.
Yeah, they might be getting dusty because we're only using one. Like, Raymond used to go through about six knives a season.
Okay.
And now it's like two.
That's
wow. crazy.
I mean,
that's huge.
I can't imagine going through six fillet knives.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Raymond goes through them, man. He chews up knives.
Yeah. How often do you, let me ask you this. How often do you guys sharpen knives? And then with that said, how often how often should the home guy, Corey and I, be sharpening our knives, you know, when it comes to cutting fish? I mean, you guys go through thousands of pounds in a day. Like, what's...
We sometimes it's every day. It just depends on how much fish we cut that day. But, you know, a lot of times I see the guys going to the stone first thing in the morning, getting ready, but to really sit down and sharpen them, about every other day they do it. Like,
okay.
Where they really set the edge. But just to maintain it every day, they maintain it. And people at home, you know, as soon as you start feeling that the knife's not cutting right, just stop what you're doing and sharpen your knife. Take the time because nothing's more dangerous than a dull knife.
You're right. That's where all the accidents happen. It's
Not
from the sharpest knife. It's from the dullest.
The dullest knife. Yeah. And they're really dangerous, a dull knife, because you have to push harder and then you slip and
you're
then your
forcing
hand's
it.
In the way. Yeah.
I got you.
So that's where the accidents happen. So, and plus, if you want a good quality cut, you know, you want to have a nice sharp knife.
How about the difference between a stone and a steel? I mean, are they both necessary? Do you use one to use the other?
The stone is to create an edge or sharpen it.
Okay.
The steel is to maintain it. So if you sharpen it, you get it sharp. If you keep going to the steel afterwards while you're playing, your edge will hold itself a lot longer.
Okay.
And you don't have to go back to the stone as often if you use the steel. Like, every fish, go back to the steel, and you can get a lot more out of that sharp edge than you would if you didn't use the steel.
So they're definitely in conjunction with each other, not a one or the other. Kind of cool.
They're together, yeah.
That's cool. All good. Well, I know we got a great show. So much, again, so much cool information, both from the fish prep side, the fish processing side. It's going to be a great show, Corey, and I know we're looking forward to it. Like Corey said, if you want to join us, the phones are totally getting packed up. I think they're completely full now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you to get through this morning. 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Roy. Roy's calling from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Roy?
Great. You actually were just talking about my question there and talking about sharpening the knives and stuff. So someone, maybe like me, who doesn't have the Anza knife and maybe doesn't, you know, fillet as much as some, you know, you guys, obviously, what's the best way to sharpen? You were talking about the stone or the steel, and, you know, for an average Joe, I guess.
Yeah, great question.
Average Joe, honestly, some of those home little machines that you can just grind your knife on are a great option. They eat up your knives. You wouldn't want to put an Anza knife through something like that because they're just, you know, too expensive, basically. But, you know, those little stone sharpeners that, you know, you just turn them on and you just run the knife through it, really simple. You get a good edge on those. There's nothing wrong with that if you don't know how to use a stone. But a stone is the best way. You get a nice, good edge. If you want to invest it, you know, stones are cheap. You can get a cheap stone and go ahead and just, you know, we have videos on sharpening knives on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
On Fisherman's Processing YouTube channel. We have a How to Sharpen Your Knife video. And that's a great place to start if you don't know anything. Otherwise, you just sharpen that knife and then just maintain it with the steel. You don't have to spend a lot of money on either.
That's a great call.
I'll tell you what I have, too, is, Roy, is there's a lady that sells these sharpeners at Fred Hall Long Beach in Del Mar. It's her business, her thing, and she's there selling them. Mm. They're like $10-$12 a piece, or a little tiny handheld thing, and it just, it's got little titanium things with the right angles.
It's carbide.
Yes, there it is. And you just run your knife through there, and let me tell you, it's the coolest thing ever. I mean,
and it's perfect for somebody
for the home guy.
For the home guy that doesn't know a lot about sharpening knives, it's already got all your angles set, and you just run it over the edge, and you got a nice sharp knife.
It's so easy.
But it does eat up your knife.
It does, but if you're the home guy and it's, you know, the knife's lasted me 10 years already, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the perfect use for it.
It is. Roy, check her out. Look for her at the Fred Ahl Show.
I love the idea of the YouTube channel. Christian, if somebody was going to, you know, look for that knife sharpening video, how do we find you?
Well, on YouTube, you just Google Fisherman's Processing. That's the name of our channel there.
Okay.
And we have a whole bunch of videos listed. We have we redid the How to Defrost Your Fish video because people were complaining about the audio. They couldn't hear Sean. So we mic'd him up, refilmed it. You know, we have the How to Smoke Your Fish at Home on your Traeger or your home smoker, How to Sharpen Your Knives. You know, so there's a whole bunch of varieties there, as well as some cooking videos that we put out for how to use your smoked fish so far. So
for those that haven't been on, you know, your social media accounts, obviously the YouTube channel, like, you guys are producing, like, they're like high-end videos. Like, in the very beginning, I'm sure it was somebody hold phone and hear Sean, you know, look at the tour of our building. Like, that's not what that's not what FP Gourmet kicks out now. I mean, you guys have high-end, very cool instructional videos.
Well,
now,
let me set the record straight. Kristen does all the social media. So let's give credit where credit is due.
No,
and she does an amazing, amazing job. And
you give me the stuff to post.
I just
put it up there.
But it is. No, you're right. I mean, it's a great follow. Like, I enjoy it a lot because you're posting every day virtually, and it's always cool stuff. I get an idea on how our boats are doing at the landing based on Kristen's videos in the morning of seeing boats unload. Like, it's a great follow.
We try to keep it coming. You know, we want everybody to do that. Go to our Instagram. Go to our Facebook and really use it as a way to see what's going on in the docks.
And
on
a learning
daily
tool.
Basis.
Yeah, and a learning tool. I mean, that's a big deal. Defrosting the fish. You know, if you leave it. It seems so simple, right? Take it out of the freezer, leave it in the bag, and let it defrost. But you're now, like, contaminating, kind of. I mean, you want to weep. You want to lay the paper towels and
get it out of that bag.
Suck the moisture out of what's defrosting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have been, from the get-go, and I've got to see it from, you know, all my years working at the landing, which is, you know, half of the time you're there. But, like, you have seen the fish, you know, the value in fish go from the old days of a frozen popsicle dock cart, you know, coming out and boom, hitting the... I mean, I remember for sure my old days, you know, in high school working in the tackle store, you could hear the carts coming up the ramp. And then, like, Sean was always, like, the most fluid guy in the world at, like, lifting the door just at the right time when everybody, like, jerked the cart back and all the big tuna came flying out in one shot. And, you know, you could feel it when a 300-pounder came flying out of the dock cart and landed on the concrete. And that's just, you know, you were around for the entire evolution of popsicles to now, like, the most coveted, you know, ocean seafood is just this high-end commodity now.
Boy, I was around when... You would want your fish filleted, so we'd fillet. Fisherman's Canning used to do the filleting, and we'd fillet the fish and wrap it in butcher paper, and then we'd put it in a plastic bag. But we didn't. There was no vacuum seal. We just seal the bag. It was just in a plastic bag, and that's how you got your fish. And it was like you didn't have 1 pound, 2 pound choices. It was just a big roast, a chunk. It was a big chunk. And we wrapped it in butcher paper, put it in a plastic bag, and froze it. That's what we did.
But you say that, but that's what was kind of the demand, really. I mean, that was.
That's what we knew.
That's what it was. That's what we knew at the time. And, you know, nobody knew any different, so they loved it.
And then the whole evolution. I mean, it's one of the biggest marks in the industry that was really evolutionary was the Royal Star and their RSW, the refrigerated seawater. And that's honestly, I mean, that's like the two-speed.
It changed the industry.
It really did. And Fisherman's Processing being hand-in-hand with the Royal Star starting that. Now it's the standard in the industry. It's like every sport boat in San Diego, including the three-quarter day and the full-day trips, all have RSW.
Oh, you've got to now. You have to.
And that was kind of the birthplace of Fisherman's Processing. You know, boats were now bringing in fish that weren't frozen and opportunities of cutting them the same day, and it was not a slight or knock to the people that were there. There just wasn't enough people to handle that load of fish fresh, and then born this, you know, perfect opportunity, and you guys just took things to such the next level.
From the beginning, our business plan was all about quality.
Yeah.
Providing quality service and quick turnaround time. That was what we based the whole company on. Without jeopardizing the quality, really fast same-day service, and that it's been successful.
It's cool. I talk about it on the show all the time. Like, I can't tell you the number of times guys have been in the shop, you know, kicking tires at 8 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, we're always, oh, can we help you guys? No, we're just waiting for our fish to get cut, you know, and we're gonna go out to breakfast, and then we're going to go do this, and then we're going to go do that, and, like, interrupting our conversation is a call from, you know, from Melanie, like, hey, just let you know your fish is done. You guys come on up. Like, well, I guess we missed breakfast. You know, we're out of here.
We interrupt a lot of breakfast.
It's crazy how quickly you guys can just take a giant load of fish in bins and just turn them into 1-pound vacuum pack bags, man. It's wild.
Again, if you go on our social media, like Instagram, fishermansprocessing.com, you see clips of the table at work, and it's pretty cool seeing all those knives going, 10 people with knives just going at it.
The time-lapse videos are so rad of just, you know, start to finish, you know, fast forward, you see, and yeah, knives flying and skin getting discarded and loins getting chopped down and bloodlines coming out.
A lot going on.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Roy, again, appreciate the phone call very much.
Let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. Welcome to the show this morning, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, I understand you guys cut like half pound, 1 pound packs, but do you ever slice it for them as far as making like sashimi table ready?
Well, I don't think you'd want to do that because it starts to dry out if you just cut it into little pieces like that. But we do a sushi cut, which is a nice block of fish. If on the bigger fish, we will do a horizontal cut on that to knock it down even more. So if you do have a nice tuna, like 30 pounds or more, ask for the sushi cut. You'll get a nice block of fish that really makes nice sushi.
Which truly is only one slice away from what you're asking about, Doug. It's literally... it's just a nice thin slice and whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, the sushi block. Once you have the sushi block, you just slice it into your pieces that you want to eat. You want to do that just before you eat it.
I have seen that, and I've had it from Fisherman's Processing a bunch of times, but I've never known where does that cut come from on the fish. Like when you like you say, if you got a fish over 30 pounds and you're going to do a sushi party at home and you request a sushi cut, like what part of the fish is that coming from?
So you got four loins on the fish. You got two top loins and two bottom loins. The sushi cut comes from the top loin. We take about a 1 pound portion off of the shoulder, which is the front, right above the head. We take that, we call that the shoulder. We take about a 1 pound portion off of that. Right behind that, we take about 5 inches of the top loin, and we make a nice big block from, you know, where we cut the shoulder off to, and we go back 5 inches.
Okay.
Right there. That's your sushi block.
That's just that really nice, dense, very consistent piece of fish. And then when it comes time for your party and you open that thing up, you're just slicing straight little, you know, you defrost it via your method, or you just take it, you know, take it right home, even better that day.
Even better.
Have your friends come by, and, I mean, you're opening a bag, you're patting it dry, and you're cutting it up.
On that block, it's going to be kind of a triangle shape, and depending on the size of the fish, you can cut horizontal to the table through it, and that's where you actually make your blocks.
Okay.
And the top piece makes excellent sashimi. That's a really good sashimi area where the top of the apex of the triangle, you can slice that up and serve that for sashimi. Then you get these nice blocks underneath it. And depending on how big the fish is, sometimes you get 2-3 blocks out of it. And then that makes really easy slicing, too, for making rolls or nigiri.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
I know it's only 7:30 in the morning, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, take that. Now, what about... Kristen talked about it's become like a favorite is the poke mix. What about, what piece are you using for that? Does it make a difference? Any bag? Do you find it's better to utilize a piece of the belly or just a, you know, when, if you're going to make, because I've seen some photos of end results of the poke you guys have made that looks insane. Like, are you using a particular piece or do you use the sushi cut for that?
On the poke, really, any part of the fish works.
Okay.
Because you're going to cut it into small cubes, so if it's near the tail, any sinew and stuff like that, it's going to get chopped into small pieces, so it's not going to be grizzly or anything like that. Right. I usually stay away from the belly section because it's a little softer, so if you want a little firmer texture of your poke, you probably want to stay away from the belly because that's going to be a little more tender. That's better sashimi anyways.
Yeah.
So any part of the fish is good for poke.
Okay.
Even yellowtail. A lot of people think it's just tuna. Yellowtail and salmon make amazing poke.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't need to right this second because there's the calls, and I feel like I'm eating up all the FOMO. But before this is over, I need to find out from Kristen what else, because I've seen the photos of the pokey that you guys do. So, like, the dry rub is, it makes life so easy, the pokey mix. But I need to find out exactly what she's putting in all that, because it looks really good. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey. The phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Sean and Kristen.
It sounds great, Rick. Let's talk to Hills. Hills come from Ventura. Welcome to the show this morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. You know, one good thing about what's going on ever since Tim with the RSW and the high quality fish processing is people's awareness of the value has gone up, and people are not wasting as much fish. I mean, guys I know, they don't need to catch as many fish. I didn't even talk about it. You know what? I only need one or two, and then I'm gonna, you know, give some to people that didn't catch anything, because it's just so good, and you don't waste it anymore. My first fish, so much went to waste. It was just hideous. But fun thing that happened at Fred Hall was I went up to Pete and say hi. And just out of curiosity, because I've been hearing about the Anza knives and fishermen processing on the show, I said, hey, Pete, does fishermen processing use Anza knives? And he goes, I don't know. Let's go find out. So with Pete and I troop over to Anza Knives and talk to him. And, you know, Pete said, hey, have you met Sean at Fisherman's Processing, you know? And he goes, no. And he goes, well, let's go meet him. So I'm just following. At this point now, it's Pete, and I'm just following along. And those guys had a conversation, and then look what happened. But, you know, that's how it works in the community of fishing, you know, where people are, you know, they meet. And you get fishing tips, and you get all kinds of stuff from, and just like listening to the show, you get a lot of good info. So
that's right. That's a great story, Hills.
Good times, yeah.
Well, we appreciate the phone call very much, and yeah, like you said, that's become a staple. You know, it started as an idea, and then a high quality product, and then I mean, it literally that has become the best fillet knife that money can buy. And you know, and a Fish Pro series, it's an investment. You know, they're not cheap knives. You know, we know about that. You know, it's a couple $100 or close to, you know, investment that you're making. But like you said, Corey, that's a knife you'll have for 10 years. You know, guys like us that aren't cutting, you know, multi-thousand pounds a day, like, you'll have that knife for the rest of your life.
Yeah, once in a lifetime purchase. Yeah.
It is. And then caller made a good point about fish for friends. I think that's a great idea. you know, you go on a trip, you may only want one or two. Call your buddies up, do a fish for a friend. We'll open up a separate invoice for the friend, and they can put whatever fish on that invoice they want, and we'll handle. There will be no money exchanging between friends. We'll handle all that. They can do their own cutting instructions.
That's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, it's called. We call it a fish for a friend, and we just you know, make a new invoice for each friend that gets a fish, and we get their phone number. They don't even have to be at the docks.
I do that.
We can do it without them even being at the docks.
I do it every time. And you're right. It's just because, you know, again, you have a great trip. Let's face it, your processing bill can add up. You know, I mean, we've all seen, you know, a good trip with a bunch of tuna. Next thing you know, there's more than you need, but you don't want it to go to waste. And maybe the bill at the end of the day is more than you're ready for. And then, exactly, you're trying to give it to friends, and then you're feeling awkward because, you know, the money's racking up. It's such a just a no-hassle way, and they're stoked because they're getting – I mean, are you kidding me? You're coming up on a primo bluefin tuna that came out of the RSW on the American Angler, and it's just this most perfect thing. And, that's a great way to do it. It just takes the money out of you and your buds. Everybody's stoked. Yep. That's a really
good
way to go about it.
For everybody.
Yeah, I'll usually call people on the phone on the way home, like, hey, man, I had 9 tuna on this trip. It was a good one. You know, I'm taking a couple for myself, and Doug and the boys in the shop need one, and that means there's 3 left over if you want them, that kind of thing. And it's a great way to go about it.
Sure is.
Yeah, totally. Hey, Hills, appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hey, when we return on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Sean and Kristen and Fishman's Processing. When we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
The world. All right. Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And with the Fred Hall looming around the corner, I know we have been extremely busy at our shop, as I know all of the other great tackle retailers that will be participating at Fred Hall. Shimano, once again, is just going to have some incredible deals, incredible product, and there's just been so much stuff. The highly anticipated Speedmaster is back. You know, there was a time when they introduced that Speedmaster and they just all got gobbled up at being the brand new reel, but the inventory is high and flowing, and I just think that it's just going to be an absolute home run for Fred Hall this year.
I'm thinking of Tranks 200, 300. I think I'm going to add another DC 150 to my arsenal.
Yeah, no doubt. There are endless possibilities, and what a great time with a Fred Hall show just a couple of weeks around the corner. Great time. For more information on great Shimano gear, check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a good time here, Rick.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. Good show, good info going on today. So much cool stuff and so many things to cover, you know, with Ushana and Kristen here. Like, they, you know, in the old days we would talk about, you know, the fisherman's processing, you know, cutting them up, and just the evolution has been great from, you know, once you started doing the smoked and the jerky and then the tuna burgers, I feel, are not getting the play that they deserve anymore. All right.
That's true.
Love,
right?
It's one of the first cool new things that you guys did.
That's
true. And there's just been so many rad things that you've done since that we start to forget, but still home of the famous tuna burger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So awesome. You know, easiest thing to dress up on your own. And now with the rubs, you got, you know, endless ways to doctor them up even farther.
Yeah,
so cool.
Sprinkle a little garlic pepper on that baby, put it on the grill, and you're ready to go.
I'm a kind of an all-purpose guy. I love the all-purpose on those tuna burgers.
My big one is, like I said, the Cajun or the blackening seasoning that you guys do. And, like, my like guilty pleasure, especially if we don't have any plans for dinner, is I'll usually go down the way, grab some shrimp or something from Point Loma Seafoods, just dust that thing on there and hit it in, like, a cast iron pan, and it's just, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing to it other than a sprinkle of seasoning and drop that thing in a pan, and, like, it's just so fire, Sean. Like, you guys make such
and
good
Dallas
stuff.
And Dallas is like, you're the man.
No, it's the best. Yeah,
you didn't do anything.
Yeah, you come out looking like a pro. It's killer. Well, the phones are packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to you guys. Corey, let's jump right back into it.
Oh, let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Fred. Fred calling all the way from Boise, Idaho. Welcome to the show this morning, Fred.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to hear your show every week. It's just, I look forward to it all week long.
Fred, you got the app tuned up all the way out there in Boise?
Oh, yeah. This is fabulous. This is incredible. It sounds like you're right next door.
That's
great. How good it is. Anyhow, I wanted to ask Sean, does he have online shopping? I mean, can I buy those things online and have shipped up here to Idaho?
Absolutely. FP Gourmet, fpgourmet.com. You can go online. We have a whole online store. You can pay for it. Everything gets done online, and I get the order, and I pack it up, and I ship it as soon as I can.
you guys too can, I would assume, could assist in, you know, the rubs are a lot of options now. You could kind of lead somebody into the things that would be right for them. You know, hey, I cook a lot of tuna, I cook a lot of yellowtail. You could, you know, maybe assist people in the things that might be appropriate for what they're wanting.
On that online store, there's a lot of suggestions.
Okay,
so
cool.
If you click on the individual rub, it'll give you suggestions. It gives you a little more information about that rub and what it's good for.
That's a good call.
If you swing by our shop, we also put together a little suggested use chart,
okay,
where if you want to say use Taste of Baja, what would Taste of Baja taste good on? And that's just a suggestion. Like I said, we had someone who used the poke mix on the pork, which I would have never thought to do, but they loved it. It's perfect.
What's the Taste of Baja? Sean has told me. I haven't had that one. Sean said multiple times fish taco
taste
that
Baja,
I'm blowing it.
Fish tacos.
Okay.
Just think about fish tacos. If you want to do shrimp on it, like it takes like a carne asada kind of flavor for on a steak.
Okay.
So it's really delicious. And mix it with a little sour cream and lime juice, and you get a little crema sauce to go on top of whatever you want to cook.
My gosh.
You guys are on
this right. I'm hungry. I'm sorry.
Kristen said fish tacos, but really any tacos.
Okay.
Beef, pork, chicken, fish. That Taste of Baja is good on all of them.
Okay.
And that crema sauce that she just mentioned, out of this world.
One of the more
sounds incredible.
Again,
easy.
So how are we making that sauce? What did you say
just
that was?
Like a little bit of sour cream, you know, a couple of teaspoons of the Taste of Baja. You could use chili lime too, but the Taste of Baja is kind of specific for that. And the juice of a lemon or lime. Just mix it all together. If it's a little too thick, put a little bit of water in there, drizzle it over whatever you're cooking. We did it on chicken the other night. It was just fantastic.
See, that sounds dynamite.
And that's exactly where you guys are at. Like you know, now you're dressing something up and, you know, impressing your friends, impressing your girl, or vice versa.
And it's easy.
It's nothing. Yeah, it's sour cream and a pinch of your seasoning and a lime. You know, there's nothing to it, but it takes it to the next level.
Yeah, or you can leave it a little thick. You know, your vegetable tray that you put out for the party, rid of the sauce that comes with it. Put that in there. Use that as your vegetable. Sausage.
That's cool, man.
Really good.
I dig
That's
it.
That's incredible.
Fred, you ready to make your order?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to ask you another thing, too. If I'm going to ship like 100 to 150 pounds of fillets, I've got a trip on the Independence next August, and I was wondering how expensive is that to, you know, if we're looking at 100 to 150 pounds? Otherwise, I'm going to bring my 180 quart cooler down, and I'll just pack it and bring it in my truck.
I'll suggest that you do bring your cooler.
Okay, it's pretty pricey, I think.
You're looking at it like at least $1.15 a pound just for shipping.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, we're faced with it so much in the shop trying to ship, you know, goods. Guy wants to buy a reel, and shipping has just gotten so astronomical. You know. I was almost surprised to hear you say $1.15 a pound. Like, I would have guessed more, because, I mean, when we're trying to just ship a reel, somebody buys a Trinidad 20 and buys it online, we ship it out, that's approaching $20 to ship a reel, you know, to L.A. somewhere. You know, it's crazy how expensive that part of the business has become.
That's the cheapest. That's air cargo shipping.
Okay.
That's, you know, using the airlines and shipping it that way. If you want FedEx to your door, you're looking at even more, probably 25% more for FedEx.
But it is cool that you guys, I mean, this is your world, and you know those options. Because I've shipped fish via Fisherman's Processing before, and Melanie kind of broke down everything for me. Like, okay, here's what it's going to be to ship cargo, where you go pick it up at the cargo facility. Here's what it's going to be, you know, FedEx, two-day air, whatever, you know, and you can kind of break down, you know, what the cost is, and if you're driving, boy,
with fish, you want priority, like, next-day service, so that's why it's so expensive, because we got to do in 24
gotta
hours.
Got
to
get there.
You know, you lay it out as expensive, but honestly, $1.15 a pound, but, I mean, you're getting quality.
Well,
if
you go to the butcher shop and look and see what this fish is worth.
That's what I'm saying,
it's not a lot of money.
No, I'm paying $1.15 a pound to have it shipped.
It's
a
great
point.
And if you're shipping to Idaho, not only is high-quality seafood expensive, but you flat out can't get it. I mean, you couldn't get product as good as what's coming out the door of Fisherman's Processing, regardless of the amount of money. You know, RSW from a long-range trip processed the way you guys do, that level of product is just not available.
It's not going to be available in Idaho. And a quick note, if this is the Fred I think it is, I want to thank him for all his interaction on our Instagram. He's very interactive, and
I thank him for that.
That's cool.
That's awesome. And your Instagram is Fisherman's...
Fishermansprocessing.com.
Fisherman's Processing, yeah.
Oh, there it is. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it very much, Fred. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Who's next, Corey?
Let's talk to Dave. Dave calling from Mission Valley. Thanks for being patient this morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
John,
Dave.
You've really provided a lot of information in those first 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well,
so my question, we talk about your fish and your rubs and the jerky and stuff. I want to talk about cheese just a little bit. Who makes all this cheese, and how long does it actually last in the packages?
The cheese is, we don't make the cheese. We buy the cheese at a commercial wholesaler, and then we smoke it in-house with applewood. It lasts
so
a long
good.
Time. I mean, actually, you want to age it a little bit anyways just to get the flavor to get perfect. Couple weeks there just to get it aged right. And then it's pretty stable. I mean, I've had cheese in there for 90 days, and it's fine.
Especially the way you guys prepare it in the vacuum bag. Yeah, there's no air. There's nothing to really get to it to cause any issue.
Yeah, once you open the bag, you're going to want to use it pretty quick. But, you know, if you store, we have some that's been before Christmas. You know, Sean smoked some mozzarella for me so I could make a lasagna for Christmas Eve. And I still have some in our fridge that's vacuum
cool.
sealed, and it's still delicious. So.
Yep, that's right.
Smoked
mozzarella on lasagna.
That's incredible.
That was
man.
So good.
That sounds incredible.
I dig it. What's the most popular? Well, what are the cheeses that you guys offer, if that's the right way to say it? And then what has become the most popular?
Gouda. The smoked Gouda is our number one seller.
Okay.
People just love it. It's easy and it's delicious to eat just by itself.
Okay.
People love the smoked cheddar. They'll make a grilled cheese with it, put it in some like mac and cheese, you know.
That sounds amazing,
yeah.
Really.
And then there's the pepper jack. Those are the three that we carry all the time.
Okay.
And then Sean will do special little short runs. We did a smoked Parmesan. Do you like spaghetti?
That was good.
Just freshly grate a little bit of that on top of your spaghetti, and it's amazing. Just get that little tiny little bit hint of smoke on top of your spaghetti, and it's just completely different.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I'm one that loves food. I mean, you're talking about Baja tacos
mm-hmm.
and, you know, your rub and adding this to that and the poke mix for the pork. I mean, you're talking about all this and the smoked cheese. I'm fired up talking about.
Yeah,
I should have brought in some food for you to eat while we're on the radio here, right?
And I'll let out a little secret for Pacific Coast show, the Pacific Coast Festival, I think they call it.
Yes.
This weekend, we have a bunch of special cheeses that we did.
Oh,
and
like Christian's talking about special run type.
We got
stuff.
Special
short
run.
Stuff.
We got a bunch of short run cheeses that we're gonna
cool.
surprise everybody with at the show.
That sounds kind of exciting. And you'll have them at Long Beach too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe not all of them, so get them.
Yeah.
Get them while you can.
Get them while the getting's good.
Yep.
That's exciting. I know. I know. I say it every time, but like. Brandon at our tackle store, Brandon Bono, is the single largest praiser of the, you know, like, I think it's because he hits the sample up every time he goes back and forth, you know, in that hall, you know, but, you know, he's like the biggest praiser of that, you know, he's your biggest salesperson you got, like, you got to get one of those cheese, you know, got to go buy the processing, bring one back for me too, you know.
You said Brandon, but I thought you were talking about Chinook.
Yeah, that's the wiggle treats.
Yeah. Chinook's all about the wiggle treats.
Our dog knows very well, like, where you go when you walk inside Fisherman's Processing to sit there and look cute and know that you know, you'll probably get handed a
that
dog treat.
Some coming.
Oh, yeah. She's
especially if Erica's there.
Yeah.
Erica's a dog whisperer.
Yeah.
So that's something you have for the dog lovers.
Yeah, so we take the tuna skins and dehydrate them and make a dog treat out of them. We call them wiggle tails.
And dogs go nuts.
Oh, they go nuts.
Dog freaks out over those things.
Yeah.
But again,
and it's really healthy treat for them.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's another thing. You're just eliminating waste, and it's an inexpensive, really good thing to give to your dogs. You know that all that fish stuff is so good for coat and things like that. Yeah,
they make three oils. They're good for us. They're good for the dogs.
Yeah.
You know, you had to be careful where you get your treats from right now, and this is all natural, made in our store down there in Liberty Station. Well, soon to be, you know, right off Pacific Highway. So we do it all yourself. So there's no additives.
All of this FP Gourmet talk is the reason I'm so excited for the new facility. You know, I mean, that is what's going to really elevate to another level of you guys having this room and having this better retail space. It's where I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's coming for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
We got some stuff coming.
I bet you do. Dave, appreciate the phone call very much. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Gus. Gus calling from Burbank. Thanks for joining us this morning, Gus.
Yo, you guys.
Hey, yo, Gus.
Good morning, Gus.
Good morning. I do a lot of smoked fish, mostly salmon. But I do tuna and yellowtail as well. I'm wondering, at what temperature do you know that the fish is safely smoked?
145 is your target temperature for finished cooked fish.
And that's when
the
you
internal
know.
Internal temperature. Instant read thermometer. Stick it in the fillet in the center. When it reads 145, it's done.
Now you know you're safe.
You're safe.
And is there an amount of time that you're hoping to spend before you get to that temperature? You know what I mean? Like, is
yeah, it's definitely covered in the YouTube video that I talked about. And you just want to get as much smoke on it before it gets to that temperature. If you've seen the video, if it does it in an hour, you're not going to get very much smoke. But if you can extend that to 4 or 5 hours, now you're going to get good smoke on your fish and cook it just right, not overcook it.
And you said you've got some tips and tricks when you're using things like a pellet grill, like a Traeger, which tend to put a little more heat towards it than a traditional smoker.
They all do, not just the Traeger. They all cook too hot.
Okay.
You have to get a nice commercial-grade smoker like I have at the shop in order to cook
that
it
cost
better
you
lower.
What?
Like $60,000. That's
crazy.
If you don't want to spend $60,000, your Traeger will work fine. Even your barbecue can work fine. Mm-hmm. And I give you the it's a smoke tube by Amazing. It's called an Amazing smoke tube.
Okay.
And I utilize that, and you'll see how in the video. And it allows you to get a good layer of smoke on that fish before it actually starts to cook it.
It's a commercial purchase thing, the smoke tube?
You can buy it at FB Gourmet. You can buy it right from my shop.
What does a smoke tube cost?
I think they're like $22.95.
Get out of here.
And
okay.
It's stainless steel tube.
So it's not a one-time use
thing?
Nope.
You'll use it forever.
And really?
You just fill it with the pellets.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you don't have a Traeger and you don't have the pellets around the house, I sell the pellets also
in
a small bag, so you don't have to buy the 20-pound bag at Home Depot. You just buy just what you need. It fills the smoke tube.
That's cool, and those Traegers were good, man. It's amazing. Jeff at Sato's Kayaking, he does that for all his patrons. He gets a smoker going with a yellow or a mahi and serves all right there. And, man, to connect you with him with all these spices and rubs, my gosh.
We have the nicest barbecue at home, and I think we've used it twice or three times. But our Traegers, we wear them out.
Same. Like, we cook everything on our Traeger. The only time the cover comes off of our barbecue is so we can use the side burner when we're, like, blackening fish or doing things that's going to make the house, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, the side burner is about the only thing you use. Everything gets cooked on that Traeger now.
Well, one of the things that we're shocked we haven't had comments on is at the end of that smoking video when we're outdoor smoking on the fish on our Traeger. In one of the shots, you could actually see we have three Traegers in our backyard. And the hilarious thing is we do use all three.
I believe every bit of that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And like you were saying, Corey, like a lot of the spices and rubs that you guys use, a lot of the ingredients before you put them together, you smoke those, you know? So it's not like you're just buying this salt and that. Like you're actually smoking those things before you mix them together.
We do it on our shop, from the salt and the pepper, the garlic, the onion, the sesame seeds. Anything that we can smoke is smoked in our shop.
That's
incredible. And it really makes it unique. So, like my sister-in-law says, it gives you the flavor of having a smoker if you don't actually have a smoker.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what I've noticed, too, is in your packaging, it's majority awesome ingredients. It's not like you're buying a McCormick that's 50% salt and using salt as a filler,
Right.
And it takes very little of the rub to go a long way.
Yeah, we try to keep it all natural, like no chemicals.
Yes.
There's clumping chemicals you can put in, and it won't clump. Our stuff might clump on you a little bit, but it doesn't have the chemicals to stop that.
So right?
You're not eating all those
and
chemicals.
Understanding that, you'd rather have it that way.
It's all natural.
Right?
Yeah, totally. That's rad. I dig it. Hey, Gus, appreciate the phone call very much. I will give you the accolade, Gus. There's nobody in the world that touches Gus's smoked salmon. It's just, you got it dialed, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much.
That sounds like good times. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cook Up. More from Sean, Kristen, and Fisherman's Processing when we return on Let's Talk Cook Up app and radio network.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.